This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Milkweed is blooming. If you have them, you might have noticed some red long-horned beetles. When I first spotted them, I freaked out and went on a mass killing spree. The jury's out on whether to actually kill them. The larva bore into the stems and roots of the milkweed plant. Adults eat the leaves and buds of the milkweed. Milkweed is, of course, host to the monarch butterfly. If you like having butterflies of any sort in your landscape, then consider other larval host plants. I've spotted monarchs and swallowtails in my landscape so far, but I'm sure there are more. Rhonda Fleming Hayes writes a great article in Northern Gardener magazine. I'll share some of her thoughts and a link to her book, Pollinator Friendly Gardens. She says, on average, you'll find about 100 species of butterflies near your home. Herbs are good hosts. Dill, anise, fennel, mint, and parsley work well and are great plants, although mint is invasive. Of course, milkweed is for monarchs. Their larvae eat the leaves, but other perennials like aster, hollyhock, mallow, and hardy hibiscus attract butterfly larvae of another sort. These larvae feed on the plant foliage. It's not the flowers or nectar they're attracted to, an important distinction. Most gardeners would ask, why would you plant something that eats the foliage? Well, without those plants to feed the early stages of butterflies, there are no butterflies. It's not that you need a full garden of foliage-munching caterpillars, but rather an oasis of a variety of plants that include trees. Aspen, poplar, black cherry, and willow are hosts, as are shrubs like lilacs and viburnum. Check out GardenBite.com for more information and contact me with any questions, comments, or concerns. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.